Yo, what's going on, man? You guys are now tuned back into the Free Sauce Podcast, man. We got another banger of an episode for you guys today, man. You already know before we get into the episode, hit that like button below. Subscribe, man. We on a run to 200. We need that done ASAP, man. Everything's free. It's just a button. Just tap it. Please support. We know y'all fucking with us. Keep on tuning with the Instagram page. Run up the likes over there. Engagement, everything. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. Again, go get you some merch, man. www.freesauceshop.com. We're going to drop that shit right here. It's going to be right here somewhere. Go tune in with that 10% off promo code and everything. Good material, everything. But I think that's everything. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the episode. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yo, it's your favorite shoe cleaner, your favorite 6 footer in a cut. You feel me? JT, yes, also known as Justin. I'm a junior here at Heartland. I don't go to ISU no more. I will be back in the fall, though. So, I'm ready to have a good time with y'all. What's up?
For sure, man. For sure. That's what's up.
I just started doing this recently, so every time you start a podcast, I like to thank the guests for, you know, taking the opportunity and time out of your day to come on here, because, you know, we all, you might be busy. You're a college student. You might have stuff around.
Came here, I just got done with a custom. I just got done with a custom, so you feel me. I ain't posted it. I think I posted it on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I ain't posted it on like Instagram or nothing like that. Shit. So you feel me? I was pressed because my girl, she was like, "Oh my god, yo, interview at 5:00." I'm like, "Yeah, I'll make it. Don't worry about it." Yeah. And she was just like, "What you gonna do with the shoes?" I'm like, "You worry about the wrong shit. Like, that shit over." I'm like, "Trust me. I got this." She was like, "Well, what if the shoe?" And she was like coming up with all these excuses. I'm like, "Girl, calm down. I do this. Like, I've been doing this for almost like a decade. Trust me, I got it." But yeah, so she be on my ass a lot. But
you need that though.
Oh, bro,
you need that. Man. I feel like sometimes, like, as much as, you know, niggas might cheat here and there, but you sometimes you gotta realize, like,
wait, what you mean you cheat?
look, check it out though.
I'm not cheating ass nigga.
No. I'm just talking about, like, in general. You know how
some that you cook.
Look, some niggas don't know what they got until it's missing, you know? So, you know, I'm saying, so far some niggas might cheat. They be neglecting the fact that the girl in their corner sometimes be the one that be, you know, helping push you to the next level.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, I can't tell you how many times I done almost lost this one. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. Like, crazy. We just recently fixed up some stuff too about us, but it's just like, I can't tell you how many times I done almost messed up, fumbled completely.
What clip? What made you be like, man, I gotta tighten up, man? What click?
What click for me was just thinking about like everything we done put each other through. Cause at the end of the day, it's just like, it's not always one party fault.
Yeah.
Like, everybody got to take accountability for their actions. So what clicked for me was just like, bro, like what I'm doing to her, it might not seem like a big deal to me, but to her, because she just like, she fragile, like she delicate. So you feel me? At the end of the day, you gotta really take into consideration everybody else's feelings. Like, it's not just you in this relationship, bro. Like, if you could be in a relationship with yourself, then I don't know. A lot of y'all relationships be failed. Yeah. Like, y'all be failing y'all relationships because y'all don't hold yourself accountable. Like, I'm real big on accountability. Like, I'm always in trouble. Yeah. It don't matter, like, whether that's with friends, whether that's with you feel my parents, it don't matter. I'm always in trouble. So it's just like, I know how to take accountability. I'm used to this. Yeah. But it's just like, when it really come down to it and you holding somebody else accountable, it's like, all right, I'm holding you accountable. But I'm also like, all right, I can take fault for this because I did cause this.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful talking point. I think, just going back to the fragile point, like he said, it might not be that big of a deal to him, but to her, it might be, you know, it's really striking her, you know? And I think that's, I don't want to make it a man versus women thing, but I think that's kind of the disconnect, because as men, we naturally going to think a little bit more logically, you know? Yeah. And then when it comes to women, they're naturally going to, they're emotional beings, so they're naturally going to think more emotionally, so things are going to hit harder.
Whereas you might be able to see everything in a situation and you might be able to be like, well, how can you come to this conclusion with these facts?
Exactly.
And to her, it's not, she's not basing it on the facts. It's just one thing that might have made her feel some type of way, and that's mm-hmm. what she's speaking on.
Yeah.
So as men, I think that's sometimes where the disconnect be like, we don't be, we be thinking like, what the fuck? Like, it's, what the fuck is she talking about?
Like this, the, like if it's an issue, like, I don't know.
Like,
I,
it'd yeah. be like she nagging type shit. You feel me?
That's but what it feel like.
That's what it feel like. But to her, it's like, she really feel a type of way, oh, you really? Know? And I think we just, as men, we got to do a better job of understanding, like, women, they just a little bit different. They mm-hmm. wired different. So they gonna understand things and they gonna interpret things a little bit different when it comes to like being in a relationship and shit like that.
Factual.
Yeah. That was a great way to start out a podcast. This was a great way.
Yeah, I fuck with it because I think we like, and speaking on the accountability thing, I think that it's easy to hold ourselves accountable, you know? Mm-hmm. If you've been through like raised, like how you said, you know, your mom holds you accountable, you know, sisters, uncles, whatever the case may be, you've been held accountable since day one.
For sure.
But I think maybe if you get into a relationship, not seeing your relationship this way, but just if you get into a relationship where the other person is not, they haven't been raised like that, and mm-hmm. you're trying to be like, okay, I'm holding myself accountable, but it's a two, this relationship, it's a two-way street. So yeah. you got to also be held accountable for shit that you're doing.
Yeah. But then I think one thing, like the one problem with my relationship, I ain't gonna speak too much on it. I ain't gonna go too much into depth because, you know, that's between us. But it's like, it'll be like situations in the past where, you know, you feel me? Again, I take accountability for my part, but it'd always be like, well, I only did this because you did that. And like, just action and reaction. It's just like, tiff attachment. It's just like, well, baby girl, I did this because I was thinking a certain way or however that may go. But then it's like, usually when it come to me, just, and it's just with anybody, like, and it's mostly just females, but it's mostly like, it's males too, but just mostly females, like, any past relationship I done been in, and every time I try to hold these same girls accountable, it's just like, no, why are you trying to hold me? Like, I'm not the problem, you the problem. It's just like, it's always like the blame always, game.
But look what you did.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I understand, and I apologize, and I took accountability for that. Exactly. But now can we focus on went wrong? Because if we always focusing on me, then I'm going to eventually grow dislike for this relationship. I'm going to grow unhappy, and that might choose me. That might lead me to cheat, leave, who the fuck knows, because
I ain't with the cheating. I don't do that cheating shit.
I'm 100%.
If I'm going to disconnect from a relationship, I'm going to just get the fuck off. 100%. It just, I don't know. You wasting more time trying to connect with a different person than you already with this other person. Like
100%.
Cause like it's already hard to kind of lose. I wouldn't say hard, but it's already kind of a challenge to disconnect from a person that you say you truly love. Like if you really love that person, you don't want to disconnect from that person. You mm-hmm. want to see them grow. You want to see them, you feel me, do they thug thizzle. But at the end of the day, if you know that this person probably not good for you, or they just, you feel like a certain way, it's kind of like you gotta let them go. Mm-hmm. But then at the end of the day too, they gotta be willing to let you go. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, anybody can use you. Anybody can make you feel like, this girl make me feel so special, or this boy make me feel so special. But at the cost of what?
Type shit.
At the cost of like your mental, your spiritual, your physical, your emotional, like you losing yourself trying to please somebody else, and you shouldn't have to do that. Mm-hmm.
So why do you think niggas cheat?
Why do I think niggas cheat?
Yeah. Since we all men, so we can all, I'm pretty sure we all had the temptation of been around men who cheat and they had conversations. So
a great question.
I might be able to take a stab at it. I think I'm just,
or we might be cheaters. Oh, yeah.
I'm not, but I'm just
y'all last together.
Okay, so look, I think sometimes a lot of males or guys might cheat just based off the fact that they feel like the girl that they are with, it's missing something that another person might have. It's like one of the things where it's like, okay, I usually might not be able to have the opportunity to have you. Mm-hmm. So if I get in the chance to have you right now, why not take it? You know?
I mean, they always say, they always say men just cheat for pleasure. Like it's just an in a moment thing, ain't no feelings attached, and women cheat for emotion. That's why it hurt men more, because it's just like, oh, you cheating because you want to feel the connection, like, emotionally with somebody
and
else.
I just think as niggas, we can't really handle that. I think it's a psychological thing. We're sexual beings, so our first thought is we gonna naturally go to, damn, he had her ass, bro, pent up like this.
It slipped out and she put it back in.
All type of shit.
That's naturally what we gonna go through, even though, like you just said, it's for the emotional thing. So she might have had emotional connection first, but we already know that's what didn't happen.
Exactly.
That's what men classify as cheating.
Yeah.
If they would say, oh, she was texting this nigga, or they would specify if it's not the fucking or kissing or something like that. Yeah. That's typically when we say she cheated.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Like, what classified as cheating is just like, I don't know. For me, it's just like the blame disrespect. Like, if you in a relationship and you feel me, just like, you know, your girl act a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she a certain way around you.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's how she act. But then it's just like a switch. And it's like, you trying to get to the bottom of it, but you don't know. You don't want to assume either, because then, you feel me, you assume, oh, you think, now you must be out here cheating. Now the tables are turned back on you. And now you just like, you don't know if you should play the game or you should just wait to see what the fuck going on. Because at the end of it, it's like, you do find her cheating, what you going to do? Like you go through, like, let's say you just one of them guys that go through phones. Ask yourself, before you go through this phone, you gonna give this girl another chance or you gonna leave? Because if you find something, don't be one of the people, if I find something, I don't know what I'm gonna do, and then you just end up thugging it out because you like.
So you saying should make your mind made up before you even go through it.
That leads me to my next question, though. What is cheating for you, though?
Cheating for me?
Because you saying go through a phone and see something, but it's different shit that you can go through the phone and see.
True.
It could be you. I think that if we go through the phone as men or women, we're gonna find something to be upset about.
Don't find, you know, something.
It could be the littlest shit she could have. I don't know. It could be the littlest shit in the world, but we're gonna find something to be upset about.
For sure.
So it might not necessarily be cheating, but it might be foul shit. It might be disrespect. Because I don't think that all disrespect or foul shit is cheating.
True.
It might just be foul or disrespect shit. Yeah. You know. But I do think you have to have, like, your mind made up. Like, if this bitch is cheating, am I gonna leave or am I gonna stay?
Yeah.
You know
what I think? What classifies cheating is, like, you feel me, anything like just anything inappropriate, just like inappropriate messages, pictures, you know, videos, anything like that. Like, just blatant. Like, just blatant. But, like, I'm not saying cheating as in, like, oh, you done went through your girlfriend and seen her ex, the message between her and her ex, and she done dated this man 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's
and you start finding some stuff. You like, oh my God. Like, nigga, look at the date. That's 5 years ago.
That's
like,
just
that was 2019.
Weird.
You didn't even know this girl.
Just being weird.
Exactly. Like, that's, I don't know. To me, that's weird.
Yeah.
Now, should you probably feel some type of way because she probably still got him? Maybe, but then even then, that's a stretch.
Yeah, it's still weird.
Because it's just like
5 years ago.
It is weird.
Yeah.
It is a little okay. It is weird.
But like, it is weird.
Yeah,
for me, she probably not the same person she was 5 years ago.
And it's just, yeah. I think even if you bring that up to her, she gonna look at you like, damn, why are you so?
You talking about some?
Shit from.
She might be totally done with this nigga. Might hate this nigga. All of that, and you here. You go. Here go your insecure ass. Why you still got these messages with you? Like. You feel me? That might put a different image of you in her head.
Yeah, because it's like, nigga, dude, you tweaking over some shit that happened. I was in high school. I didn't even know you. Like, we didn't even meet till college.
Yeah,
like,
especially if I didn't know. Yeah, it's like, come on,
if
bro.
I didn't know you.
But what would you say is cheating for you? Was you finished? I didn't.
No, you got it. I finished my shit at the end.
I feel like once you leave me mentally, like, as in like ones where, like, you don't, because you could tell when somebody don't fuck with you for it. You can tell. Like, I'm able to peep that, like, you're not there when I'm, like, you're not really there when I'm talking to you for real. I feel like that's when I might start questioning shit. Because I feel like somebody else might have your best interest at heart that I might not necessarily be that person right now.
As a man, we notice patterns. We follow patterns every single day. I do the same thing every single day. So when something is out of whack, I notice it.
So I'm going to ask you a question. What's up? How do we tell the difference between she's mentally gone, and we're just going through a rough patch. Something just bothering her
mentally.
Ooh, I just feel like,
especially if you got a girl that she's not the greatest at communication.
Okay. I just feel like
that's a good question.
Growing up, I've always been told like
I'm trying to help you out, ladies. I'm trying.
Like
I'm trying.
I've always been told like girls leave relationships mentally, and men leave physically.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So like.
Ooh.
Oh. Like that's what I've always been told. That's what I've always been told. So just, I feel like maybe once I start noticing more than three times, because the first time might be a mistake.
Three times of what?
Like three times of you not being there. Like okay. As in like not mental. Like the and first time.
This is within like a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks. Yeah, like you know, the first time I might be like, okay.
Time frames on this. Huh?
Yeah. First time I might be like, okay. She might be going through something. What can I do to, you know, maybe help? Second time I'd be like, okay, she might be going through something, but maybe she want to leave me. That's when I might start question. Third time I'm like, okay, three times, this is not it.
This, yeah.
Like, that's when I might put myself first. Because if I'm trying to follow you around 24/7, I'm going to lose myself trying to chase you around, you know?
Facts. I think... just from personal experience, it's more of like a, because I don't know, I'm not the best at reading people, but I always know what's next. If you catch the drift, so it's like usually when I know a girl has been like mentally checked out, is when the conversation gets shorter and shorter and shorter and y'all start talking less and less and less. This happened my freshman year when I got here into college. Like, again, like I was here on scholarship for my, for like a 2-year scholarship, athletic scholarship for football. And like coming into, you know, summer camp, coming into college and everything, before I even got here, she was like, like over the summer, and it was funny. It was funny as hell when I tell this story. She was like, oh, I think we need a break and all this other stuff. And it's crazy because for me, I was just like, all right, cool. Like, I got football. I'm finna go vibe out. You feel me? So I'm down here, like back and forth from the city to ISU and everything, you know, summer camp and, you know, holidays, birthdays and all this other different stuff. And then when school finally started, you know, we was like slowly starting to get back into the groove of things. But like, and I was sending this girl like my schedule and everything. Like I talked to her whenever like I could. Like I like try to carve out 2-3 minutes. Hey, what you doing? You good? And at the time, she was a senior in high school and freshman in college type shit. So it was just like our time is completely different. Mm-hmm. So you feel me? I'm checking up on her. She calling me and shit. Like, and it's funny because my high school had just changed the rules on like phones and everything. It was like, oh yeah, you can have your phone and you can be on it and all stuff. So it was bad for me because she used to call me at the stupidest times. Like, I'm in the middle of training. I got aux. All you hear is a phone ringing. Mm-hmm. Who phone is that? So, and it
we
was
in
like,
the lab and shit. You got a bitch call.
Oh, bro, I'm in the middle of a drill. I'm locked in. Yeah. I got her playing next to you. Who's this, man? Why you not answering the phone? And it got so bad to the point it was just like, we used to be on the phone, almost go to sleep on the phone every night. Then it, like, every other night. Then every other week, then once a month, then it just got to a point where, like, I think it was like Thanksgiving break or something. Like, no, it was Christmas break. I went to go. Spider-Man had just came out. My cousin called me. Hey, you want to go see Spider-Man? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Go outside, go see Spider-Man. I had to turn my phone off in the movie theater. Turn my phone back on. Long ass paragraph. You won. I know that's not what you truly wanted. Damn. Blah blah. I'm game. Talking about. Damn. I show up to the crib. I, gang, is you cool? Like, fuck wrong with you? She, yeah. Like, you don't love me like you used to. Where's the man I fell in love with when we first met? What are you talking? Like, even to this day, I'm still confused on why the fuck we really broke up for real. But it was just like. Like, if you've been...
Blindsided, like...
Blindsided. And it's crazy because we wasn't even together, for real. We was on a break since the summertime. So, it was just like... So is this really a breakup, or is this just like the official official,
right,
like,
separate, telling you I'm finna start doing me,
yeah,
you know?
So, and it was just like, I don't know, it was strange. I'm like, I don't know what, how to feel about this, but I'm just like, you know what? All right, cool. My dad came to my room the next day. He said, son, you in college. That's all that man said and walked out. And it was crazy. I went back in the kitchen and he was just like, take that, do with that information as you will.
That's some shit that just, man, that's some shit that just make you sit there like, what the fuck?
It's just like, I ain't never been blindsided like that before. And it was crazy because I knew she had been like mentally checked out since quarantine. Like, I went into quarantine with a girlfriend. The worst mistake you could ever make. Don't do it. Don't do it. We have another pandemic.
Next pandemic.
Oh, bro, like, if you not living with that girl, if y'all don't live close by, don't get in. Yeah. Man, don't do it. Young men, don't do it.
Long distance over with. Ooh.
And she distance. Stayed out south with her mama, too. So I'm like, yeah, that's.
Out south is treacherous.
And hundreds.
Treacherous, man.
But yeah, I knew she was mentally checked out a long time ago. So it was just like, eventually this gonna end. When? I don't know. But I'm prepared for it. I was prepared. And it was just like, well, it ran its course.
And then I wanted to flip the question back to you.
What was my question?
What do you classify as cheating?
For a man or a woman?
Either or, whichever one you want to go.
I give you both. For a man, okay. Or if I'm a man and I have a girlfriend, what I think is cheating is, I think if it's like very intense messaging, you know, I don't think that. You know, I think that, so say motherfucker do a hard ass and she like it. I don't think that's just cheating. I think that they're disrespectful and it's foul, but not cheating, you know. I think it crossed the line to cheating is once it's back and forth and we get to know each other on a personal level. Because like you say, it's the emotional shit that
like, yeah, hang out and shit.
Once I start seeing like you giving this nigga a time of day, like he actually starting to get to know you as a person, then I feel like, okay, now you cheat,
yeah,
you know.
That's wild.
I feel like once you start to get this man any type of connection, any type of sense of who you are, because niggas is smart, niggas is very sneaky, niggas is very sly, niggas will slide in like niggas is very sneak, very sly.
Everybody, and it's crazy, everybody want what you got because they are outside looking in. Yeah, but it's just like, if you was on the inside, you would know how she really worked.
Crazy as hell.
Like, y'all only see she only want y'all to see what's on social media or something like that. But on the inner workings of how she worked, like, you can have a 10 out of 10 girl, but if you get in a relationship with her, she don't hold none of the qualities that you hold. Now you just like, damn. Shorty bad.
It's kind of like on paper she's a 10, but once you really break it down and once you really see behind,
she see through.
Yeah,
she see through.
Yeah, it's ugly. It's ugly. So yeah, I think for a woman that's when they start to cheat. I think for a man, probably once we have sexual intercourse with another woman.
For sure.
You know,
for sure.
I don't think it's as simple as the texting, because niggas could kind of just be on some boring shit, shit and texting. I hate that bitch. Really, I'm not attracted to her in no type of way. I'm just bored, or I'm just mad at my girl. You know, so
I don't know that, because I don't think a whole lot like emotionally. Even when I'm mad at a person, I'm not finna go mess with nobody else now.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't. It's not shit. I'm just texting this girl just to be on some goofy shit. But yeah, I think once we sexually cross that line, then it's probably cheating. There, not probably. It is cheating.
It is. Because I don't know. I think with women, it's just more like it's the principle of the situation with women. Like, you ain't have to cheat like emotionally or mentally, spiritually. Like, but you still like did the act with this girl. Like, it's the physical that really like get women. Like, so it's just more of a. I don't really know how to put it in words,
but yeah,
that's how I see it. At least I don't know.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Now I want to switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about you know, your shoe business and how did that start? Like, how did you start that out?
Type shit. So before we started recording stuff, I told you, like, I've been doing this for like maybe almost 8 years now. Mm-hmm. At first I wasn't really into shoes. I was, but I wasn't, like, you know, my parents, they couldn't get all, like, you know, all the new Jordans, all right. the releases and stuff like right. that. So I was into it, but I wasn't really into it. And it's crazy because my parents, like, huge sneakerheads. Like, that's all they do. They collect shoes, wear them, all that. Like, my parents still wearing shoes from when they was back in high school.
Oh, shit.
They've been out of high school since, I think, I want to say, like, 98.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, 98. So it's just, like, seeing that is just, like, it was crazy. But how I really got into, like, shoe cleaning was, like, quarantine. Like, I've been doing it, like, off and on for, like, over the years and stuff and everything. But it was, like, quarantine that really pushed me to, like, really want to do it. At the beginning of quarantine, I lost my big brother, Long Live Big Shorty. So he was the inspiration behind it because he had a whole lot of shoes. And he used to tell me, like, oh, yeah, I'll give you $100, clean these for me, like, just throwing me, just giving me different things. And he recommended me to, like, all his friends and stuff too. So it was just like networking through like the streets, networking through like different family members and everything. And as you know, it's just like everybody, like, I got unknown numbers calling me, FaceTiming me, like, oh, hey, cuz, hey, I'm on the way from Mississippi, can you do this for me? Like, I got you. Or just like people, like, halfway across the world, people DMing me, oh, hey, ran across your page. Can I ship these shoes to you? Like, yeah, I got you. Like, it was just like just little stuff like that. But I didn't really establish it until maybe the summer of 2020.
And okay.
Remember, so we pretty much still in quarantine at that point. Mm-hmm. So it was just, you know, once it really got established and it took off, then it was just like, I think this is something I really want to do. So for the past maybe 4.5, almost 5 years, I've really been taking it like real serious. Like, this has been my main source of income ever since I came into college, too. So it's just like that. And I love shoes. Like, I love customizing. I love cleaning, love restoring, all that. Like, I'm still trying to get into, like, the little repairing here and there. But, okay. You know, that's a work in progress. Once mm-hmm. I get, like, all my materials and I start practicing it up.
So it kind of sound like this shit is just in your butt, basically. You know, you was around this shit since a kid. You around the shoe game since a kid, you know.
Exactly.
That's been something that's been instilled in you. But why cleaning shoes? You know, why specifically that? Why not? It's a lot
like reselling.
I was just going to say, it's a lot of different avenues when it comes to shoes. You could do reselling. You could do cleaning, restoring. You know, yeah. You could do used shit. It's a lot of different avenues. Why cleaning?
I get that question. I get this question all the time. I'm not going to lie. So why not reselling? Is because to resell, you gotta have bread to resell. Like, you can't just go into selling shoes and you ain't got no margins, you ain't got no profits, you ain't got no, like, most of all, you ain't got no sales experience. I know how to sell, right. But it's just like, you feel me? You gotta really, like, and you constantly chasing. Like, with us being in school and stuff, I ain't really got that much time to really just be chasing no releases or nothing like that. Right. So it's just like the reselling, like, it's fun. It's a great margin and it's fun while it lasts. But it's just like at the end of the day, what if I want to keep a couple pairs to myself?
Right.
I ain't got no inventory. I can't keep them at the crib back in the rack because, you feel me? Eventually that room going to get full. What you going to do with all these shoes?
Right.
So it's just like, it was hard for me to, like, kind of get into a resale game. I tried it, just didn't work out. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to leave the resale to the resellers. Like, y'all know how to sell at margin, not me.
And I think it's important. We always talk about when it comes to, like, I think it's a clip on our Instagram, basically, like, when it comes to business owners, mm-hmm. like, knowing their environment.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's important. Know what you can sell in your environment.
Exactly.
I think shoe cleaning is perfect for the college environment because, you know, every weekend it's parties. Every weekend, niggas outside stepping in all type of mud, dirt, you know, getting their shit stepped on, creases, anything, all things shoe related, niggas outside wearing their shoes.
Exactly.
So it's perfect. 20,000 kids, perfect.
Exactly. You know?
So I think it's a great choice because it's probably the
right now is probably the most lucrative for him.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, it's the shit that keep, like he's saying, he don't have to chase sales, chase drops and shit like that.
And it's flexible. I'll say that for sure. Like, it's flexible. Like, people, like, I got an online site, you feel me, you can book on that and everything. And you feel me, it work with whatever time I'm doing. It's like, I could be at the library, somebody book, 11:30 a.m. I'm at the library at 10. All right, cool. They coming at 11:30. That mean I got time. No, you feel me? I can actually prepare for these people. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's say if I'm out of one thing, okay, cool. How I'm gonna make it up? Mm-hmm. Like, it's real. Like, you come up with new creative ways to do different things. Like, if I'm out of a cleaning solution, like, I make my own. Like, take a little bit of soap, do a little bit of, you know, baking soda, warm it up, stir it up. Next thing you know, you got some. It might be better than the solution, mm-hmm. but then you can't use that method every single time, because then, you feel me, you might, you know, certain materials on shoes, you got to learn, you know, oh, is this Nubuck? Oh, is this suede? Oh, is this, you feel me? It's cleaning shoes. I done cleaned every shoe that you can honestly imagine. Like, you can really imagine. Like, the dirt, from the dirtiest of the dirty to, like, the most beat up, run down, hole in the soul, like, it's wild. And it's crazy. I done cleaned it all.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but it sound like he really fell in love with the process of it.
Yeah.
The process of the cleaning shit.
It's the process that really make it, yeah. It really make it worthwhile. Especially when you're doing your research. Like, I was never good at cleaning suede. I was terrible. Like, if you told me to clean an UGG boot, maybe I want to say 5 years ago, mm-hmm. I probably would have smacked the shit out you. Because why would you tell me to clean a UGG boot?
Back over with.
Your shit is finna be hard, crusty, rusted. It's gonna be clean. Stain's gonna be gone. But you feel me? That material. That material gonna be ass. But if you told me to clean a UGG boot right now, all right, give me 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I got you. Shit. Like, I mean, well, maybe a little longer, because you feel me, you gotta wait for the boot to, you know, like, dry and everything. But you feel me,
30 minutes.
Yeah. You feel me? Just like stuff like that. Like, but now I realize that with cleaning shoes, is the process, and it's like you learn different things. Like, I'm a shoe connoisseur. Anybody, like, my friends call me all the time, hey, I just bought these Jordans. How you lace them? Okay, just bring them to the house. Right. Bring them to the lab. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I got you. Oh, my soul's getting yellow. All right, cool. Bring them to the lab. I'm putting them in the air fryer. Mm-hmm. That's what I call my little setup.
the air fryer is crazy.
Motherfucker come to me. Oh, I got 3 pairs of ones. Can you get the scuffs out? Yeah, just give me a pencil eraser. Mm-hmm. Just little stuff like that. You start to become a lot more resourceful, and it just. A lot of stuff just start to click for you. Mm-hmm. Like, if I know I'm dealing with a UNC one, mm-hmm. and I know it's all suede, all right, cool. You feel me? It's a process. Mm-hmm. It's a process. Like, the process is what make it really worthwhile, because you attack different things on how you prepare, how you supposed to attack different things. Mm-hmm. Like, if I know I'm dealing with a Jordan 6 Raging Bull, no, a Jordan 5 Raging Bull, I'm tweaking. I know it's all suede. All right, cool. Clean it. Let it dry. Erase it. Put the mink oil on that. Get that color back.
Your shoe voila. Back.
It's really, it's like, it's just math. It's math at the end of the day.
And I think that's where all the great shit come from, in the process. You know, when you fall in love with the process of shit, I think that's when you become great at shit. And at that point, it no longer feels like work.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, I'm just perfecting my craft. You know, I'm falling in love with the shit. I'm taking my time with it. I become so efficient, so consistent with it. You know, right now I'm, like he say, I'm just trying different shit out. Now I'm just learning new ways to do shit, because I've been doing it so long where I can just experiment with shit. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, like with anything, you just got to fall in love with the process, man. That's how you become great at shit. That's how you able to do shit. Like he say, 7, going on 8 years. And you how old?
I'm 20. I'll be 21 in April.
20 to do some 7, 8.
I play 20.
That's a long ass time.
You know, that's you know, damn
almost
near,
half of your life.
Damn near half your life. About. You know, to be doing something for that long at this age, you know, it just speaks to the testament of really shit. He just fell in love with the process. Mm-hmm. He really found something that he liked to do, and he stuck with it.
I wanted to ask you too. Has there been like any lessons that you've learned throughout the whole journey?
Like just with shoe cleaning?
Yeah, or like just anything in general. Like patience, anything?
Patience. Now, I've always been a patient person. Okay. So patience, that ain't nothing new to me. Now, when I have kind of found this out, to be patient under pressure.
Okay.
I think either freshman or sophomore year. I remember it was second semester. I forgot what week this was, but it was a lot going on for me in this week. And it was like maybe the week of my birthday of last year. And I remember getting a crazy influx of like just orders that week. And it started from like that Sunday afternoon, didn't end until like literally the next Sunday. So I had this dude, he came all the way from, this man drove all the way from Cincinnati to ISU. He was like, bro, I think that was like maybe 4 hours. He was like, bro, I drove 4 hours because I seen you was at ISU. He was like, I'm an alum here. And he was like, gang, I need 10 pairs done by tonight. I said, what? I said, who? I ain't gonna lie, that fucked me up.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you need what done by when? He said, I need 10 pairs of shoes clean by tonight. I said, gang, you know what time it is right now? Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. He said, can you have these done by 10? Mm. Almost slapped the shit out of me. I really almost slapped
that's
the shit
damn out of me. 9 hours deadline.
That's more than 1 show out.
That's, man, and, but that's the thing. Since I work, the way I work kind of fast. And it depends on the material. Again, it depends on the material of the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on, depends. It really depends. Yeah. They was all suede.
Mm. Oh, shit.
I just told you the process on suede shoes. So cleaning one suede shoe. Because I like to take my time with the suede, you want to make sure it's high quality. So I might spend a whole day on one suede shoe. I'm going to spend all day on one suede shoe. Not the pair, just one. Because it's always that one suede shoe or pair that, oh, the right shoe going to be worse than the left. Or the left going to be worse than the right. So it's just like, I hope you're not expecting like... Cause you, I don't know, something like that. It irked me. It bothered me.
I hope
so
you're
much.
Not expecting 10 quality yeah. with
exactly.
this in this amount of time.
Like,
you know,
if you would have told me, "Hey, I need these by Friday,"
got you. No
bro,
problem.
I could have
done.
I could have been like, "All right, cool. It's Sunday. If I work on 2 pairs a day, all right, cool. I can figure it out." But you said about tonight, and he was like, "Yeah, I got like this little function back in Cincinnati, and all this other stuff." And I'm like, "All right, bro, you got it." So as soon as he gave me the shoes, I got right down to it. And it was about 8:30 by the time I got to maybe like the ninth shoe. Mm-hmm. And he was like, shit. At this point, he was rushed. He was like, I got to get back to Cincinnati. The party started at 12. So it was just like, working under that pressure, working under like them conditions. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, it was so crazy because I have to record everything.
You're doing content at the same time.
I'm doing content at the same time. So I gotta figure out a way to I'm trying to figure out like, okay, should I do this shit all in one video or should I do this separately? If I do this separately, I'm wasting 30-40 minutes of time. Like I gotta edit, I gotta post it on Facebook, I gotta post it on Instagram, I gotta advertise it on Snapchat, I gotta put it hell, I gotta add it to this story, I gotta send it to these people. Like, I got to watermark it. I got to do this. Like, it's a process.
Process.
So, when it come down to it, I'm just like, all right, I got to fit this all. And at the time, I think Snapchat wasn't doing 10-minute videos. Snapchat wasn't doing 10-minute videos at that time. So, it was just like, I got to fit 10 pairs of shoes in 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. So, it was just like, that pressure, I told myself, I'm like, I never want to feel this pressure ever again. And he tipped me real good, you feel me? But I'm just like, at the end of it, was it really worth it? Was it really worth it? I got an 8 a.m. on Monday morning. So if I don't get this man's shoes done by 1, no, not even 1. If I don't get this man's shoes done by 9:30, 9:45,
it ain't looking too good for the 8 a.m.
It ain't looking too pretty for the 8 a.m. I didn't care about the class, but I mean.
Still.
Attendance. attendance played a huge role. So it was just like,
I think the biggest lesson that he can learn from that is saying no.
Saying I'm terrible at saying no. It depends on what it is, but it was just like at that point. And it was kind of crazy because at that point I was a little desperate for some bread. I'm like, I don't want to call home.
I was just gonna ask.
I got $15 in my account. Let me make this $500 real fast. So I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna give Buddy my best work. At the end of the day, if he don't like it, no refunds. Cause you put this is for emotional
distress.
Oh, bro. So compensation. I need every cent of that. So it was just like, I could have just told that man no. I need to give me two pairs. You take the other eight back. Could have easy done that, but it was just like.
But then also though, do you know? I feel like maybe a sense of you also felt sympathy towards him. Maybe it might be the same.
I wasn't sympathetic towards shit.
Because look, sometimes when you do those type of like work under pressure, sometimes you're sympathizing with the other person's, case of driving 4 hours to come to see you do it. Sometimes you might be like
he say, fuck all that. Like, bro, I was amazed. I said, you drove how long? He was just like, yeah, I drove 4 hours from Cincinnati. I said, in my head, I'm like, gang, why would you do that?
low key, though, I get what you're saying. Now that you explain that, I get what you're saying. Some niggas might, damn, he drove 4 hours to come see a nigga. Like, I'm desperate. I appreciated it. You know,
we was really kind of doing everybody, both of us, a favor.
At the end of the day, I'm gonna at least attempt. You know, I'm gonna give it an attempt. You know, I'm not gonna say fuck that. Nah, I can't do nothing for you. I'm gonna give you the attempt. You know, and I'm gonna do my best work. You know, but I am gonna communicate. This is under a time crunch, so it might not be the best of what I can do.
I told him, I gave him the disclaimer at the beginning. I'm like, gang, you gave me 10 pairs of shoes. You want me to be done by 10 tonight? I'm like, you gonna get the best work I can give you. Cause at the end of the, he was like, man, I just need the stains gone. He was like, I don't care like how the material is and all that, but that's just not how I work. I'm like, bro, I'm gonna give you my best, but you can't be putting me, I'm like, next time you come, that's if you come back, don't put me under no time frame.
And that's solid business on his part.
Don't do that.
Hell yeah. You know, I think that's what business owners take lessons from that. Whenever you taking a lot of projects in, whenever you under a time crunch, you might be low on materials, low on supplies, low on time, might have other shit going on personally, communicate to that customer. Hey, I got this going on, so just so you know, it might be a longer time frame than normal. Are you okay with waiting? They get now the ball's in their court. They you gonna say no or yeah. And if they go with wait, then they gotta understand, okay, I'm agreeing to wait. She or he communicated it's gonna be a delay in whatever the process is. So I gotta understand that as a customer. But yes, I think just business owners, you gotta put that out there whenever you're going through shit that's gonna delay some shit or throw some shit off from a normal.
Cause I learned that lesson from my grandmother. She run she got a service company. I think she founded this in back like 2015, 2016. So back in the city. So she always taught me, like, she kind of still learning the process as she go. Cause she been, again, she been owning her own business since about, how old is my dad? 43? Sorry, pops. she been owning her own business since like the 80s. So she had a shop, like a little fragrance shop. Back in out west, back home, she owned that for about, my granddad owned that for about, I don't know, a long time. I don't really
long
know.
Long
Yeah, long, real long time. So, you feel me? Like, they've been owning businesses since they was like 22, 23. So, they've been doing this for a long time. So, they know the business standpoint of everything. They know advertisement. They know how to, you know, put everything together. And one thing she always told me, she like, all right, remember, you in college. So you ain't got no storefront. You ain't got like no stuff that you just working with what you can. You working with what you can. So at the end of the day, if you feel like you taking too much on, it's okay to miss out on a few $1,000 sometimes. Right. It's okay to miss out on a few hundred.
You gonna make like 10 times that, 100 times that.
Exactly. Like in 1 week, it was like a disappointing week for me. And this was freshman year. And I was just like, bro, like ain't nobody coming. Like, damn, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And she called me one day. She was like, grandson, like, I know you stressing right now. Like, don't feel ashamed. Like, this is the dark side of business. Like, you're not going to always get customers. You're not going to always get no bread. Like, your quarter, like, I make quarters for myself every week. like how much money I make. So it was just like, yeah, okay, last week you made 500. Mm-hmm. This week you might only make 100. Mm-hmm. Next week you might make 1,000. Mm-hmm. The week after that, you might make 200. Mm-hmm. You just never know. You just have to really be prepared for them rainy days.
It's just the life of an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. She was like, again, you're doing this on your own. You're in college. You're doing football. You working out. You doing
classes.
You projects, homework, social life. You gotta. Uh-huh. It's a lot of stuff that you maintain. You balancing. So at the end of the day, don't feel discouraged because you ain't meet your quota this week. Just know next week you're going to meet it twice as much, mm-hmm. three times as much, four times as much. So.
And I think that's probably the best way that a parent or any type of guardian figure can put it, because
true.
A lot of times his grandparent could have said, oh, we going, since you going to be under a lot of stress, you got all this going on, you got football, you got school, you got this and that.
Oh, just
drop one.
Yeah, yep.
I don't think you should be doing that right now.
Most definitely.
You know?
If she told me that, I probably would have hung up right. In that lady face. I ain't gonna lie.
Right. No, a lot of people hear that. You know, I think you should put that on the back burner right now. Focus on this. No, fuck that. Exactly. This is what I want to do right now. I'm playing football. Yeah, I'm in school. I'm focused on those things. But also, it's something else that's calling me right now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So let me go get into that. Let me dive into that. And that might open up a whole bunch of avenues, you know? So instead of her shutting your dreams down, shunning you, be like, nah, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna do this. She, okay, I see what you wanna do. Now let me just prep you for what you might encounter along the way.
Yeah. And you know? she couldn't, of course, she couldn't be down here physically with me, like telling me, like, okay, well, we need to get this organized. Like that part was on me.
Right.
I knew what it was. I knew how it is. Like, cause again, when I'm back home, I'm doing this out the crib. I'm doing this in my room. Right. I'm in the room. I got the TV on. Got a little music playing. I'm recording. It's content at the end of the day. So I'm recording. I'm doing all this stuff by myself. So I'm at the crib. I'm using all the water, all electricity. Go outside, get some natural sun so you can really see the details of how I'm doing all this. So at the end of the day, I really appreciate her for, like, shout out Nana. Like, but I appreciate her for just giving me that advice. Like, you ain't going to always meet your quota, gang. Just, you feel me? Don't put nothing on the back burner. You really want to do something, bro, go do it. We was just talking about this before we even started recording. Like, just do it. You going to fail. You going to succeed. But at the end of the day, it's all about if you keep going or not. Like, don't feel discouraged. Like, people, I don't know, like that. I hate feeling discouraged because then it's like the world calling me pussy. And I don't like that. Don't call me that. Because now I got... Because not only do I got to prove a point to myself, but now I got to prove to you I can do this.
So what's something that you do when you feel like a sense of doubt coming in, or when you feel like you second guessing yourself? What's something that you would do to overcome that?
I go out and I find inspiration. Like,
go for a walk.
I might go for a walk. Or I might, sometimes I even get some of my inspiration from social media. Like, if I see somebody else doing something that, you feel me, that could, like, literally aligns with what I'm doing, I might be like, okay, how they do that? Like, how you do that? Like, I just start asking questions. I start, like, experimenting with different things.
Being a student.
Exactly. I'm a student first before anything. So, and I ain't say this, but I'm real heavy into music. Like, I love music. Mm-hmm. Like, music is my first love, besides probably shoes and, like, video games and football. Like, I'm real heavy into music. And, like, I was, like, between the times of, like, me cleaning shoes, like, I was making beats. Like, I haven't made a beat probably in maybe 3-4 years, but that's another venture, like, I really want
to. Something that you're going to circle back to eventually.
Yeah, like, I know, like, I think kind of give myself a time frame on it. I don't really know too much right now because music change every day.
Right.
But, like, I go listen to some music. Like, I might go, like, on my old YouTube page and listen to my old beats and be like, damn. At the time, I thought this was hard. It's your ass. And it's just like, it starts sparking ideas, and like, I just start just going on like different ventures.
I think that's important, you know, as like, we speak on it all the times. Like, I speak on it, humans, like having like a project that you always got lined up next or something that you always working on, you know? Exactly. And I feel like that's important for us to be like, not looking at what's next after this, but always in the back of our mind knowing, okay, when I'm done with this, I think I'm gonna go this route. You know, when I'm done with this, I think I'm gonna go this route where I got two things that I'm gonna be juggling. Exactly. You know, always keep the main thing, focus on the task at hand, but also be like, it's something else that's sparking my interest after this.
Because I like to think of it like a, I like to think of myself as an artist, like kind of like a rapper. Like, I don't rap. No, but like, I like to think of it as an artist. Like, you know how artists, like, they make a song and they be like, okay, I don't want to release this. This is going to be an unreleased track. Or it's just like, you might, as an artist, and I kind of got this, I picked this up from J. Cole. He said on, I think, The Fall Off, I forgot what song it was, but he was just like, it took me years. Like, I heard this beat and it took me years to write to it because at the time, I didn't know if I was ready for it.
Yeah, and I heard was, that, yeah. I don't know what song, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, see, we hit with it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But no, it was just like, I heard that, and ever since that, like, my first time ever hearing it, it was just like, that make a lot of sense. Like, sometimes you got to put some shit in the vault to circle back around to it so you can get that. Like, you might not be in a space that you want to be right now. Like, mentally, I'm not in a space to go make a beat. If I can make a beat with my hands, I can make a beat with my mouth type shit, but it's not... I'm not in a space physically or like mentally to really sit back and be like, all right, let me pick up the beat machine and just put some stuff together.
That's a bar because I think we try to force it a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important to know, like,
it's just not your time.
This is something I want to do. This is something that interests me, but not just saying this ain't right time. You know, I'm not really feeling it like that. I do like it. It's something I want to do, but I'm not really. The vibe not there right now. You know, I think that's important for us to understand it. And sometimes we got to take time off of shit. You know,
bro.
Us personally, we took some time off the podcast. You know, a couple months. It's not long at all, but it was well needed, and it helped us. You know, just work on shit.
Oh, yeah,
work on
shit
behind the scenes. Work on shit mentally and shit like that. I think that's important for any type of business or anything like that. Any type of establishment.
Because outside of, you feel me, like your business or anything that you into, you still got a life to maintain.
Right.
Like, you still gotta go to work, right. Still gotta go to school, right. Still gotta do homework, projects, people that you still need to connect with and everything. So it's just, you can't always put your 100% into something that you will eventually do. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I'm gonna make a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Is it gonna be this year? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is it gonna be next year? I don't know. Next semester? I don't know. Because, again, it's all about how you prepare. It's all about how you put your time in.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it's nothing that you can't control, and it's nothing that you can't put under control.
Yeah.
So, ooh, hold on. I might have to write that down.
I just love the feeling of, like, I don't know. I just like doing things. I just like being, like, my brain working and being like, okay, Ricky, this is what you want to do. We want to attack these next set of tasks, and we gonna lock in. We gonna do this next. This is what we finna work on.
But that's how I like to come up with like a lot of my custom ideas. Like, again, besides the cleaning, I do customize too. So right now, I did, like, before I came here, I was customizing a pair NutriGrade 85 NutriGrades Jordan 1s, and they my own personal pair. And I was like, bro, I want to turn these hoes into black toes. Like, I don't know if, like, the red, black, and white.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, like, it's a rare shoe. Like, they probably won't ever probably re-release this same shoe or this same make and model. So how about I make my own? And I've been talking about this for maybe the past, like, 2.5, almost 3 years. Like, I've been trying to, like, really kickstart it, get it up and running. And besides that, a lot of my, custom ideas come from Instagram. I might see somebody on Instagram customize a pair of ones, be like, oh yeah, I dipped these in coffee, then I bedazzled them, be like, oh word. If you can do it, I could probably do it better. And it's just like, I take whatever flaws that they did, like, oh yeah, I did this, I stuck it in the water too long, now the shoe separating, or I put the acetone in there and, you feel me, it melted the whole, like, structure of the shoe or something like that. Just like different stuff like that, and you start to really, like, venture off and try to, like, do it your own way. Like, you do it the way that they do it, but you do it, you add your own spin.
Don't reinvent the wheel. The wheel is already made.
Exactly. I love that he said that, because that's all that art is in the world. It's just variations of the next thing.
That's exactly. all music is. That's all art is. That's all any type of creative project. That's all it is. It's just we saw something mm-hmm. that we liked personally, and exactly. we said, "I'm finna put my own twist on that. I got something that's gonna turn that up 10 notches." You
exactly.
know? And that's all shit is when it comes to the artsy world. When it comes to the creative world, we just seeing shit that we like and we put our own spin on it. We able Bro. To make it our own, make it yours, be original. You know, yeah. I think that's where the greatness comes, because you can tell a copycat.
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
tell when you're not yeah. doing something that you really comfortable with, or mm-hmm. that you really thought of, or that's forced.
Exactly.
You know, so I think you gotta find something that you're able to put a spin on and do your own shit with it.
But my whole thing with that is, I always give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Like I'm not the first person to ever clean a shoe.
Hell no.
Like I'm not even the best at right. cleaning shoes. Like it's people out there that, you feel me, they do the whole 9 yards. You feel me? They repair, they clean, they lace swap, they take this. They
one
take
stop this. Shop, everything. Exactly. Everything shoe.
Exactly. Like me, I'm working with what I got. So, and people love me for that shit. Cause mm-hmm. again, I'm very resourceful. Mm-hmm. Like you need it, I might have it. Mm-hmm. But more than likely, I'm probably gonna have it. So it's just like, you need a service, you need something done, I'm gonna go get it done. Mm-hmm. Like again, like you said, I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just contributing to whatever I can contribute to. Like, excuse me. Like a lot of people don't understand, like a lot of this take patience, take time. Mm-hmm. And one thing I don't understand about the world now is just like the attention span of people is so short, and it's so embarrassing.
Man, that shit crazy. We touch on that shit every episode.
Like for real, the attention span be so short. So it's just like, sometimes I be excited to post a video. Like after I get done cleaning the shoe or customized, I be so excited. I'm like, bro, this is gonna reach 100 billion people. Ain't even 100 billion people in existence right now, but still, like this is gonna reach the whole world.
Right.
I look at my little analytics, I be like, all right. Reach 500 accounts.
Uh-huh.
All right. 35 likes. All right. Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh. And we getting a little numbers. All right. Like, I'd be excited for stuff like that. So it's just like, but it's just like, sometimes I'd be looking at it and I'd be like, dang, if it reached 500 accounts, why ain't got 500 likes? Why ain't got 500 shares or 500 you feel me saves? And I'd just be like, you know what? Not everybody like, good thing they seen it, but sometimes like you be wanting that interaction. Sometimes you be wanting to like just see like the progress. Like you work hard on this, you want to see people appreciate it.
Like,
and that'd be my whole thing. But I don't let that discourage me. I just be like, you know what? Just on to the next one, because this post can get 25 likes. The next post can get 5, as long as somebody out there watching it and they interacting with it.
One thing we had a guest on here touch on to put things into perspective, it was Mari. He was like, yeah, imagine.
Shout out Mari.
Yeah, he was like, imagine 500 people, mm-hmm. you know, just in a room, just filled, just watching you on a projector or whatever, or just seeing you physically do what you're doing.
Oh, bro.
Sometimes I feel like that's how you're supposed to, you know, it might not be what you're looking for at the moment, but just it's still imagine the 500 people just watching you do what you're doing.
And what that is, that's just knowing how to celebrate the small wins too. We don't always gotta wait for that mm-hmm. big boom, man.
Facts.
You know, cause I feel like we get lost in the sauce a lot of time waiting for that big break.
Yeah.
You know, that big break that I think that is coming, you know, it's gonna eventually get here.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like along the way we gotta celebrate those small victories. And that's just going along to what I said, falling in love with the process. That's all that is being able to, after you post a video, man, we got 500 views. Okay, boom, I love that. Next time, let's shoot for 650. Let's shoot for 700.
Like, you know, just literally
be
like
grateful,
that.
Be thankful,
be
and
humble.
Always, yeah,
be
yeah. humble. You know, always celebrate that shit, but also be looking to raise the bar. You know,
for sure.
I think that's important. Is always to show like gratitude where you mm-hmm. are currently, so you can be able to get to the next level.
Because at some point, we all started at zero.
Facts.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I think it's important to just remember where you started at. Yeah. You know. That's like, why I'm big and never deleting shit on any of our socials. I want everybody to be able to see at day one where we started. Mm-hmm. You know, day one we started with none of this shit you see here today. Nothing that you see right now here we started with. So I think that's just a testament of just staying locked in, finding some shit that you really want to do and just
locking in with it.
Yeah.
You know,
like when it come to, I think when it come to like the social, just social media, I think we kind of all fall victim to that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes like you post a picture, like you think you feel me, yo fit hard. You feel me? You think
you're the most dressed person on Instagram. Bro, you flee
as hell. That boy dressed. Next thing you know, your picture get 30 likes. Now you like, dang, how you get 30 likes? But it's just like, I don't know. Like when it come to witnesses, I don't need a witness.
Yeah.
I don't need no witness. I don't need nobody like watching me, being over my shoulder, telling me like, "Oh, well, oh, you missed a spot right there." Like, gang, you're not the expert. Get the fuck on. Like, I had a this is sophomore year. Mm. A girl was like, "Hey," and it was random as hell. Mm. She was like, "I just dirtied up my shoes on purpose." Okay. Okay. Bring them to me. Well, I just want to see how you clean the shoes. I said, "What you mean?" I want to be there when you cleaning the shoes, because I don't think it's really you cleaning the shoes.
Huh?
What? I said, "Whoa, hold on."
You would be a sick individual if that was true.
Don't, bro. What are you talking about?
That would be sick.
I ain't never seen like. Cause you do such a good job, and I be seeing you on Instagram. And you always modeling shoes, like.
And that's hate.
That's hate. That's she's hating.
Whoa! I'm like, so let me get this straight. You want to sit in my room, a complete stranger room, and watch me clean your shoes? Yeah, because you might be trying to steal them too.
Okay.
Check your business, also.
Bro, she hating.
I'm like, shorty, you wear a size 6. I wear my size. You feel me? Like, that's kind of strange. But I was like, you know what? She was just like, I'm going to put you on a time limit, too.
Fuck you, it's corporate.
That, man. Oh, bro.
Corporate?
Weird. It was weird. But I'm like, you know what? I accepted the challenge. Mm. I accepted the challenge. So I'm like, you know what? You just called me pussy. Now I got to show you. She came to the room, dropped shoes off. She was like, I think I'm finna leave. I said, I thought you wanted to watch. Oh, I do want to watch. All right, cool. She was like, you got an hour. She was like, I'm going to give you an hour and a half. Okay. Get down to business. I'm doing my recording process and everything. I'm taking my time on purpose. Just for shits and giggles. Because it was like, she didn't give me a hard shoe to clean. She gave me a Force. She gave me Air Force One. Mm-hmm. I said, baby girl, I can clean this in my sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, bro. Come on now. This ain't nothing. So I'm taking my time. I'm like, dang. I'm like, I'm over there being fake frustrated. And so I'm like, dang, man, you can't do it. I'm like, I can do it. You feel me? It's just, I don't know about this little scuff mark right here. I'm in this bit like, you feel me? I get done with the shoes. She's like, dang, with 5 minutes left to spare. I'm like, little do you know, I've been done with these shoes like an hour and a half ago. But
around and shit.
I'm just in this. I'm just fucking around, just trying to pick your brain. Because me and her talking the whole time. And she's just like, I just didn't think it was real, and I needed to see it for myself. Mm. Next thing you know, it's a gang of girls at the door. Like, I can't, me next, banging on the doors. Dirty ones all over the place. She, can you clean my wolf grays? And can you clean them? Whoa, calm down. How y'all know where I live at? Chill. But it was just like proving. That's one thing I love. I love proving a point. Mm. Gotta prove a point. Unless it's a petty point, I'm just leave your ass alone. But other than that, I love proving a point. Because it was just like, in that point, I get to prove that I can do this. I'm not a fraud. I'm not just, y'all give me the shoes, y'all pay all this bread to get y'all shoes cleaned by me. And then I end up taking them to somebody else. Hey, clean this for me, and I give them back to you. That's a waste of bread, waste of money, waste of time. I ain't got it.
You got a 2-on-1 with the opportunity. Like you said, he like proving the point. So I got a chance to stand on business, prove my point. Hey, this really me. Business. Yeah, I'm clean. Right. Shit. Yeah.
On top of that, too.
Who else? And he gets to get more business. Oh, bro. You know, like you say, he got girls knocking on the door. Come on, can you clean this? Can you clean this? Can you clean that? So, boom, she opened up a door, and I proved my point. So.
Yeah.
And then
got me into some trouble, but it's okay.
But also, like, in the real business world, you need that, because sometimes you need to stand up and let your boss hang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, everybody else going to walk over you. Sometimes you're going to have to stand up.
Uh-huh. And that's the thing. Like, I'm all about standing up for yourself, for sure. Again, I think it all draws back to how we started the podcast, accountability. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm holding myself accountable for your shoes. So anything, any damages, anything wrong that happened with it, just, you feel me, that's more than like that, it would probably wouldn't be my fault, but it'd be my fault because you left your shoes in my care. So anything that happened to him, dude, that's just, you feel me? That's on me.
Well, I think that's the that's been the message of the podcast, man, is being able to like hold yourself accountable,
bro.
Look at the shit that you been doing wrong, and also being able to make action and make change off that. I think that's the biggest thing. But man, I think it's been a banger of an episode, man.
I love this
before
episode.
Before we get out of here, you got anything else you want to say? You got any more questions?
I just want to say,
we got time.
Nah, for real, I was going to say, eat up all the time. I'm here.
Yeah, we got time.
I was going to say, like, it's a good testament to see the effort that you know you're putting into the craft that you've created for yourself, for sure. And whatever that you decide to venture off into, just always put your best foot forward.
Much love, bro.
Always, love. Always, man. You got any questions for us? Anything you want to say?
Shit.
What was y'all inspiration to start the podcast?
Inspiration.
I had started in 2021. It was just me originally. I had one of my homies had introduced us to a podcast, you know, like what it is and shit like that. And I had ended up putting one together during COVID and shit like that, just bored as hell, trying to find shit, do some shit, you know.
That's where all the good ideas came from.
Hell yeah.
COVID idea. COVID baby.
But now, I had ended up doing some shit, like a little virtual one with a couple of my homies, and just, I really fucked with it. It was real good conversation, just fun as hell. I fell in love with the process of it, like we say. And then a couple of months later, we got back on campus and I did one just interviewing him type shit. It was, I just started off with me, and then we had chemistry there and shit. We just decided to do it together from that point and shit. Two and a half years later, we still here.
That's what's up.
Rocking and rolling. We got more places to go, shit, more room to grow and shit like that.
Hey, man, I'm rooting for y'all for real.
We appreciate it, man.
Rooting for y'all. Like this. I always wanted to start a podcast. I just, again, timing. Mm-hmm. So, you know. Mm-hmm. So, it's just
shit,
like,
whenever you ready, shit, we got help for you.
Cool. I'm most definitely coming back. I'm most definitely coming back.
Whenever,
I don't know.
Whenever.
For sure.
We do an exclusive episode where you over here cleaning this pearl shoe or something. Just, you know, just
on
some,
camera.
Something like that.
We got a lot of ideas, man. We got a lot of ideas for shit, for people that we done had on, just to like get them shit, get them more eyes, you know,
for
get them more exposure. Because we always looking to show love. People that came on and showed love to us, you know. So we just looking to return the favor with a lot of that shit.
Nah, for real. I was finna say, it's a lot of collaborations that I really want to do, like on campus with like different organizations, different.
Same.
Like, of course, like this one, like y'all podcast, I'm like, bro, I wonder, is it going to be hard to get on? Because they probably got like a lot of people they trying to get on type shit. But it's just like when y'all sent the DM, I DM'd y'all and then like y'all got back to me immediately. Niggas not Hollywood. Okay, cool. We lit. And then just talking to y'all over the DM, just like, oh yeah, and trying to figure out a different time. It was just like, yeah,
working
like,
with each other.
Yeah, I love that, bro. Like I hate trying to connect with other organizations or just other people, and they start acting just like strange. Just like, bro, you know, I know you outside of this, right? You're not that person.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, when shit, if I get that vibe, when we trying to do some shit, trying to put some shit together, and I get that vibe, like he trying to act Hollywood or some shit like that, I step back. I'm cool. I don't need it that bad, you know, because like you say, I know you. Like, and with us, we've been around for 2+ years. On the campus for 2+ years, we didn't have notable people around the campus. So
exactly,
I know you done seen, heard something, a clip, a free sauce, a shirt, something.
I done been on y'all Instagram page. I'm subscribed to y'all on YouTube. I'm like, and it's crazy because it's just like the influx. Like my first time seeing y'all was y'all did the podcast with Alpha Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. Y'all did
first episode.
So I was like, I was looking, and my homie, he part of the organization. He was just like, hey, tune in with our podcast type shit. I'm like, oh, where y'all did a podcast?
It might be Jalen. Was it recently?
It was pretty recent. I think it was back in either early January. Was it early January? It was recent. Like, not real recent, but it was recent enough.
Probably said something like that.
Yeah. So it was just like I seen that clip, and I was like, and I watched the whole interview, and I was like, damn, I think I want to do something like this. And I'm just like, this, like, it'd be cool way to, you feel me, advertise myself, you feel me, put y'all on, like, it's just like on some mutual
mm-hmm.
some mutual stuff for sure. And it was just like, I need to, like, I really want to step some shit up, and like, especially with like collaborations, like just showing my face a lot more, like on the shoe cleaning side, because people know me personally. They know me for football. They know me for music. They know me for just being me.
Right.
But I want people to see more of like the shoe cleaning side too. Like, I'm a businessman too.
Right.
So it's just like, I do everything through, you know, just Hot Kicks. Like, that's just that's the front.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
I like that.
Else besides I like everything that. Behind it is just that's me. That's purely like that. Me. So, but yeah, like collaborations, like I do a free sauce custom, like all that.
That's hard.
Like, that's hard. You feel me? Just give me, like, my specialty is Air Force One. So, you feel me? Don't expect nothing like too super big.
I got a one for you.
I'm going to grab one just because.
Come on, bring it on.
That's hard. Free sauce custom. That's hard.
We appreciate that for you.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, like you said, man, collaborations. That's the name of the game right now, especially on the campus, man. Collaborations is what we want. We pushing for that, especially with, like we said, we coming to get everybody. We want to do episodes with everybody, whether you got a business, whether you an athlete, whether you do content, whatever the fuck you do, we want to get your name out there. We want you to help us and shit like that. So, collaborations. We said it. We putting it out there.
And speaking of collaborations, too, I think when was homecoming? November? October?
October.
Yeah, October.
I did a custom for Sigma Gamma Rho. Shout out to Glamour Girls. Love y'all. Love y'all so much. You feel me? I did a custom for the sorority and for a particular member in the sorority.
Mm-hmm.
I customized a pair of ones for, and you feel me, it was just like all glittered out, like all shimmer. Like, it wasn't glitter, but it was like, you know, like the little shimmer shit. I really wanna dabble into like the D9, like doing collaborations with them for sure.
That'd be a cool like thing to do too, especially the way like how the members and I feel most of them are also pretty cool.
Yeah.
So like that's something that you should actually look into, because we also thinking about getting some of them on here to have a little podcast with them, talking about like their foundations and like the leadership aspect of their programs and stuff like that.
Yeah. So like I've been trying to put that into work since I did that custom. Like, it's kind of hard because, you know, like a lot of people be, you know, it's kind of like a, how can I put it? It's kind of all over the place a little bit, but it, you know, I think it'll work. Just got to do it with like the right people.
Because
again, I know everybody in like every organization. So like I'm pretty cool with them and everything, but it's just like, again, putting me out there and then putting them on. So it's just like,
finding the right faces to you. Yeah.
Like the right people. Like, I think with SG Rose, like I picked the right person. Like, she wore them like for graduation pictures, and I think she wore them at graduation, if I'm not mistaken. So it was just like seeing my work on everybody else, just like, I did that.
Right.
Like, I love that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I love seeing people smile, love seeing people, you know, do they thug thizzle on that end. But like, I really want to like venture out more. Like, I don't want to even just do it with just like D9. Like, I want to do it with, you know, athletes. I want to do it like
a, dope to say with the teams and shit like
with
that.
With the teams and shit. Like, I want to do it with, like, especially with athletes for sure. Like, you feel me? You want to pull up to the game. You want to look some type of, you know, decent.
Kind of like with the Super Bowl shit with Cal. I don't know his
wife's
name.
Yeah, his wife.
She making all the custom jerseys and shit like that.
That shit was hard.
Blowing the fuck up. Blowing the fuck up just because all the athletes got her shit on.
Bro.
And then she, because of that, I think the NFL made a deal with her.
She got a partnership deal. All type of different shit coming just because now I'm letting the athletes wear my shit. They wear my shit up. You know, like, so I think that's probably the best way, to get some shit out there when it comes to the customs.
Bro, like, I want to do, like, it's a lot of things I really want to do. Like, I just start, like, once my brain gets going, I just start writing down ideas. I just start just putting stuff, just trying to do, just trying to do just little stuff here and there, like, just, you know. Because, again, my name big on campus anyway, but it's just a simple fact of, like, it can be so much bigger. Like, I know it can. So, I ain't rushing it. Just, I just got to figure out a whole lot more stuff. See what everybody like. See how people want to really go about it and everything. Like, especially just locking in with the organizations, locking in with, you know, like higher ups. I even got in and, it's been over 2 years. I can actually talk about it now.
Yeah.
So freshman and sophomore year, crazy, little story time. Freshman year, I got my dorm room raided by ISUPD. That was a fun time. So they suspected I sold drugs. You know, people handing me shoe boxes. I'm going into tri-towels with 10, 20 boxes on me at a time. Just, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, race suspicion. I'm right. Black. PWI.
Right.
Shoe boxes. He dealing drugs.
What else would we expect?
Yeah, exactly.
What else?
So I get a bang on my door like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I had just fell asleep at like 1 o'clock. I gotta remind you, I gotta be up at like 5:30 training. So banging on the door. ISUPD.
Who? Who are you?
I don't know, y'all. I look through the peephole. What the fuck? Okay. All right, whatever. Open the door. We got a warrant. I'm like, damn, I'm under arrest gang.
Damn, that's a warrant.
The warrant is crazy.
They behind the back, where it's at? Well, what you talking about? All they see in the back of the room is shoeboxes. It's shoeboxes on shoeboxes on shoeboxes. It's up to the ceiling. Remind you, y'all ever been to try?
Yeah, we used to live in Trump.
It's not that big. So you
fit. Scrunched as hell. Tight as hell.
So they looking through the shoebox. Where's the drugs? Where's the drugs? I turn and laugh at the man like, gang, what are you talking about? Well, since you want to be a smart ass, take his ass downstairs. My roommate wake up. What's going on? All right, just go back to sleep, gang. Don't even trip. Mind you, I'm in jogging pants. I got my slides on, no socks, no shirt, do-rag, jogging pants. That's it. I'm at the station. They like, hey, so we suspect that, you know, you've been selling drugs. Okay.
I suspect that you got the wrong person.
Oh, bro. So they start pulling out pictures of me and shit. I'm like, on some whole, like, they've been building like a whole case against
me. Dead as hell.
So, and like, they got pictures of me, like, you're over the summer type shit. So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, how long y'all been watching me? Yeah. Oh, we watch you since the summertime. Gang, it's September. What are you talking about? So I'm just like, okay, cool. So then they start naming, I ain't gonna say no names, but they just start saying random names. Oh, do you know this person? Do you know this person? Well, we seen you interact with this person. I mean, I see them regularly. Like, I just, you feel me? I see somebody, I'm gonna shake him. Right. What's up, bro? You feel me? What's up, bro? What up, shorty? You feel me? Just stuff like that.
They on ass.
Oh, bro, they on straight ass. So my people don't really know this story. Like, they do, they don't, but whatever. I ain't gonna even include them in it, but they know. So you feel me? I call my people the next day. They made me miss my 8 a.m. too. I was mad because I had an exam today. Made me miss my 8 a.m. Call my people. I said, Ma. She said, what? What's going on? Police raided my room. What they find? Shoes. So I don't have to come down to? Nah, I'm good. Promise. Okay. Come sophomore year, I had literally just moved in to Haney. Because I was in freshman year, I was standing right. In Haney, I moved into Haney in sophomore year. So maybe the first 3 days, I was there. You feel me? We got like a floor group chat. Put in a group chat. Hey, I clean shoes. $20 for a deep clean. Blah, blah, woo. White girl come to my room. 10 pairs of ones. Damn. You know, it's a regular day. I know. It's easy. I said, baby girl, come to me by 10. These be ready. Cool. So she get to me, and before you give me the shoe, you gotta pay me. Like, that's just how it is. Like, you pay me first, and then I give you, like, you give me the shoe, I clean it, you go about your day. Like, that's just how I handle all my transactions. So she come to the room, she knock on the door, answer, oh my God, heard you clean shoes, can you clean this for me? I'm like, yeah, I got you. She's like, after that, I'm like, so you take, like, got Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, like, what you got? Oh, is it not free?
For a service?
I said, what? Is it not woohoo? She said, is it not free? I said, you seen a price list in the group chat, right? You hearted the message. You hearted this.
All right, what?
She's like, I didn't heart anything. I said, take your shoes and get the fuck away from my dough before I commit a murder. Like, what the fuck? So later on that night, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, my homie had just left my room. And I recognize this knock. I'm like, bro. All right, man. I start putting my clothes on, put a shirt on. I'm prepared this time. Yeah. I know what's up. I don't even look through the peephole. My homie's staying with his girl at the time, so it's just me in the room. I answer the door. They come in. I just stand at the door like this. Oh, so you're guilty. I was like, man, I just know how this shit go. Search the room, bro. Just search the room before you piss me off. So they search the room. Again, piles of shoeboxes. It's piles of shoeboxes. What they find? They find number shoes. They tan the boxes up. And I'm like, bro, I have to give these people back these boxes. Y'all can't be. They messing the whole thing up. Take me downstairs. Take me to the station. Do you know these people? I'm like, bro, we done been through this so many times before. We done been through this too many times. No, I do not know these people. Well, why are you interacting with them? I know them from a friend of a friend. Well, who's the friend? Lawyer, bro. Just give me my lawyer. Before you go piss me off. Just give me my fucking lawyer. They appointed me one because, like, I called my people. My people was just like, what's going on now? My parents, they trying to make their way down. Like, don't even come. And I didn't tell them this until after the fact. And they was just like, well, why you didn't call them? I'm like, and they didn't have shit, so it didn't even matter. All right. So lawyer come. Like, you lucky I don't tell your parents. I'm like, don't, please, just between me and you. So once all that pretty much cleared up, and the dean ended up, being a school, ended up getting involved. And dean talked to the dean personally. Dean was cool as hell. Like, I ain't never met a dean or, like, no principal like this fucking cool since, like, grade school. So talking to the dean, and the dean was like, well, they said they want you to prove that you actually clean shoes. I said, what? Yeah, they want you to prove. I said, okay, I can prove it at a price.
Right.
And I need a price. Well, what do you mean price? I said, money on. I need that money on. Because if I'm wasting product trying to prove a point, this shit costs bread.
Right.
Like, you know, one bottle of solution, that shit gonna run you $35.
Right.
This ain't cheap.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. All right, cool. Come the next day, go to the dean office. They had like a whole little area set up for me. Brought in about 10 pairs of shoes, uh-huh, and they all cop shoes. Uh-huh. So they got, like, you feel me? They got boots and all this other crazy stuff. And I can tell that they just dirtied these shoes up. I'm just
purposely.
Like, on purpose.
Bro.
So I'm just like, I know what it is. They ain't even let the mud dry. So
it's easy.
See, dealing with wet mud is the messiest shit in the world. I ain't gonna lie. I hate it. But whatever.
Uh-huh.
So you feel me? I let it slide. I'm like, all right. They get in there. Well, why aren't you cleaning? Gotta wait for the mud to dry. Uh-huh. Well, we're putting you on a time frame. You have an hour to prove. Like, gang, like, you're weird. I don't like you. But whatever. So Dean was like, he doesn't have a time frame, blah, blah. Like, she going back and forth with them type shit. And I'm just sitting up here. I'm on the phone, texting. I'm calling. I'm on FaceTime. Sister called me. Where you at, Dean office? Why? Yeah. I'll tell you about it later. So mud finally dry. I get down to it. Picking the mud off again, just like how I did with Shorty. I'm like, damn, I can't get this done. Oh yeah. Yeah, they think they got me. They ain't got shit.
Right.
Get done with the shoes. And for every, just, I usually charge by the pair, but I charge individually. Mm-hmm. So for this shoe, it's $200, $200, $200, $200. Mind you, they gave me 10 pairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's bread. I made bank off y'all last. So that'll be two racks. What are you talking about? We needed you to prove a point. Well, the clause, and Dean come out, clause that y'all signed, y'all didn't read it all the way through. At the end of this, y'all got to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to pay him anything. He needed this to prove a point, to prove his innocence. Right. I said, nah, gang. I need money. I need bread. I need the breach.
I just wish all this product. Y'all can in y'all shoes.
Oh, bro. And like, I ain't gonna lie. Just, I don't know. Just on the petty part. Just petty part of me. And I don't even do petty shit. But I was just like, I use the same dirty water that I used to clean the last pill. I use it on this one. I just started.
You feel me? No special treatment.
Oh, no special treatment. No special treatment. No, because y'all, you feel me? Y'all done broke my door.
I'm going to say, y'all playing games at this point.
Exactly. Like, y'all done broke my dorm door. Hopefully, I ain't got to pay for it. Because if I do, I'm sending that bill straight to y'all. Like, hey, reimbursement. Fuck you talking about? But got done with these shoes. You feel me? They were like, oh, well, we're going to have to work this out with the superior. Chief of the police came in and was like, well, we can give him the money. It's okay. We met the quota for the month.
I'm like, damn.
I'm going to say, that's taxpayer money.
Oh, bro, that's
they don't give a fuck.
Oh, bro, they don't care. Yeah, so I'm just like,
bro, give him money.
Fuck. Exactly. So, but they couldn't just like give it to me in cash because you feel me? That's bad business practice anyway. So they have to give it to me in like a little, like in like scholarship form, or like grant form.
I'm already knowing they're going to do some shit so it ain't no paper trail.
Yeah. So they sent through the school. Dean approved it. Dean gave it to me right then and there. And me and the dean been cool ever since then. Mm-hmm. Like, shorty, she'll text me, oh, I have a pair of shoes. I'm like, come on. Shit, come on. I'm cool with the dean. You know? Come on now. Stop it. So it was just like, this shoe, it got me in trouble a little bit, you know?
It also got you connections.
It also got me the connections. And
connections
I'm just like,
and paid.
Bro. And this go for anybody. Y'all at school, y'all being accused of anything, bro, prove y'all point and smack a motherfucker in the face. I'm telling you, make some bread off of it. Exploit them. They been exploiting us for years. Exploit them.
Yeah.
Exploit them every cent you can.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, bro, y'all not even real cops. Y'all.
Motherfucking campus police.
I'm
campus
like,
police. Campus police.
Oh, bro, where's McLean County Police Department?
Yeah, yeah.
And ever since then, I've been screaming, F McLean County, bro. I don't like this. I hate it. I hate everything about it.
Yeah, McLean screams just nastiness.
Oh, bro, I'm just like,
screams nastiness, man.
It really do.
But, man, I want to thank you for coming on the podcast, man. It's been a banger episode.
Hell yeah. I'm coming back.
We're going to have you back. We're going to have you back for sure. Oh, you coming back for sure. But yeah, man, we want to thank you. Before we get out of here, if you want to get a people somewhere to like connect with you, see your work, anything like that.
For sure, for sure. I'm going to send
all of that.
For sure.
And I'm going to send me links and shit.
Yeah, I'm going to send you all the links. Instagram, hot, capital H, underscore kicks, capital K, 312. Follow my personal page, JAYT underscore 312. Snapchat, same thing as my Instagram. Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Love y'all.
We appreciate you coming on here.
Hell yeah. Banger of episode.
I told you, I'm coming back.
You was.
Might be the longest episode. I don't know. Might be closest to it. Close to it, man. Like an hour and a half, but we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Close to it, man.
Free Sauce Podcast listeners, before we head out, please remember never stop learning.
Stop fucking learning, man. Free Sauce Podcast. We out.
And we out.
Yes, sir.
Half these niggas is my clones. They should be my protege. Pockets big like Rod, I made a wave. I felt like